Kof Zayin Tishrei, Tuesday the 17th of October, Rabbi Naftali Pollack, placing a lulav into water on Shabbos.
Great honor and spoos to be part of Fair Way. And I would like to illustrate just what a schus it is by a tremendous vort from the Sfas Emes on last week's parsha, Parshas Bereishis. We all know the first pasuk of the whole Torah. It says, "Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz." And Rashi brings down in the name of Chazal, "Bishvil ha-Torah shenikras Reishis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz." And the Sfas Emes asks a kasha. He says, if indeed the reference to Reishis of the pasuk is the Torah, "Bishvil ha-Torah shenikras Reishis," why did the Torah say Reishis? Why did it say Reishis? It should say Batera, Bishvil the Torah, Bar Elokim is a Shemayim Ba'aretz. It answers the Sfas Emes, a vort which is very much nogei to all of us today, and it's a vort which can change someone's life. He says that Hashem didn't create the world just for the Torah. He created it for that which a person makes the Torah the Reishis of his life. Every Yid, those who have the sheets, I have underlined it, they can see, Bishul, this that a person makes the Torah the Reishis of their life, Hashem was bara elok, es ha-samayim ve-es ha-aretz. And what is that nogea for all of us today? Not every shul has a program, Start Your Day the Torah Way, and not every person dreamt up the idea, Start Your Day the Torah Way, and not everybody comes to hear things said in the Start Your Day the Torah Way program, but it's a tremendous thing, and everyone should realize what a tremendous thing they're doing and what they're bringing into their own life, that they're in essence the Mekayim Shemayim Ba'aretz according to the Sfas Emes. I just want to highlight one nekuda. Usually when we hear words like this, that people learn Torah or Mekayim Shemayim Ba'aretz, they usually are referring to people that learn Torah the whole day, from morning to night. But according to the Sfas Emes, it's not just that. Anyone who makes the Torah the righteous of their life, they're Mekayim Shemayim Ba'aretz. Not a small thing. And the people involved in this program should have a bracha. Hashem can continue. We give them bracha to continue in this beautiful path that they started. The Iker, one I want to share with you today, in Kol Teres Chaim, we learned the Shabbos Melachos in Eretz Israel and Yerushalayim. And of late, we learned Melachos Zorea, planting. Now, planting is maybe not such a common malacha that someone has to be careful with because people don't generally plant on Shabbos. They know better. But I was trying to find something which would be applicable, something practical that the tzibur would enjoy. And indeed, there's one thing, I have svarim on the table in the back, anyone who wants to take at the end of this year can take a sefer. It's certain what I'm saying over now is over there. There's one halacha in regards to planting zoreah on Shabbos, which finds itself both in two places in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Yom Tov by Sukkot. And that is a Mishnah in Sukkot Daf Mem Beis. The Mishnah says, "Mekabel this isha miyad bina miyad vaylo umachsiraso lemayim." We're talking about in the times of Chazal, where on Shabbos it was mutter to take a lulav also on Shabbos before the gezera, and the Mishnah is talking about returning the lulav to water on Shabbos. I just want to add two more points that I'm going to be mentioning the word lulav. It could be that the real thing that they're talking about is not the lulav per se, it could be the hadasim and the aravas, but that's the lashon of Rashi, so I'm just going to use the lashon of Rashi of lulav. Also, we're talking about a type of an item which has no flowers or any fruits which are going to come more ripe by putting them into water. That's clear. It's only talking about something that gives some freshness to the lulav, to keep them fresh, to shake on Sukkot. Now, the Mishnah here talks about three cases, and I want to number them 1, 2, and 3, because we're going to be talking about them and comparing and contrasting them, and I want an easy way to refer to them. So, there's three cases. There's case number 1, which we just read out. That is to return a lulav to water where it pre-existed at the onset of Shabbos. That is mutter on Shabbos, and it's mutter on Yom Tov. That's din number 1. Din number 2 is to add water to a vase that the lulav was pre-existing in to add water that you already had prepared on Shabbos. Now, to add water, it's split. On Shabbos, it's aser. On Yom Tov, it's mutter. Din number three of the Mishnah is to change the water, to completely pour out the water of the vase and to add new water for the lulav which was found in it already from Erev Shabbos. This is aser on Shabbos, and it's also aser on Yom Tov. Those are three dinim. More specifically, I would like to talk about a fourth din, which the Mishnah does not talk about. The fourth din is, what is, if you had a pre-prepared cup of water, and the lulav was not found in it on Shabbos, are you allowed to put your hadassim, your ravos, in water which was not started out in those waters beginning of Shabbos? Now, how is someone supposed to figure out what the psak of this case is? We have the Mishnah, we have the three dinim, we're giving a new fourth case. How are you supposed to pask in this din?
Mishnah says only been there before Shabbos.
It's true. It says only was there before Shabbos. So it also says it's also to add water, and it's also to bring new water. We never saw a case we had pre-existing water. Well, the cases of the Mishnah Asers is bringing new water into the scenario. This, you're not bringing new water. It was already prepared on Shabbos. But the point is well taken. What we need to know, to pass in case number four, is what is the rationale, what's the Svara for the Isurim of the Mishnah? Why is din number two Asur and Shabbos, and number three Asur and Shabbos and Yom Tov? Once we know that, we can see if they're applicable to our case. So I'd like to start off with Divrei Rashi. Now, one of the main things I'm trying to give over today is how subtle a Rashi can be and how powerful the subtleties might have in halacha. And the diuk in the Rashi is mamash tanafnimina halacha lemaisa. This is a very exciting thing that you have a Rashi that the diuk, how you learn it, the Rashi is mamash tanafnimina halacha lemaisa. The Rashi is in the Mishnah in din number one. Again, din number one is to return a lulav to pre existing water, and it's mutter. On Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Tov. And Rashi says over here, "Mishabbos machzirim, shaharim mikan menatlum hayom." You took them from here; they were taken from this water at the outset of Shabbos. Avaloi moisifim mayim, kol shekein sheimachlifim mayim. At the end, he says, "De toreach netkunimona." You cannot add water, and kol shekein, you're not allowed to switch the waters, because you are exerting yourself the tikkunei mana for fixing up a vessel, which the connotation here is the arba meaning. You're tereach to for something. We're going to explain in a second. You're tereach. You're exerting yourself to fix up a mana, and that's why it's also. Now, if you take that rationale simply and you apply it to our case number four, which is you have pre-existing water, just the lulav wasn't that there, and you want to put it for the first time on Sukkos in there. Seemingly, it'd be mutter. Why? Because the tircha, the exertion, which Rashi is referring to, simply understood is that in the days of Chazal, to get water involved a lot of exertion.
Yeah.
And they didn't want you to do that. L'tikun imana, says Rashi. But in our case, which you already had a cup of water sitting on your table, you didn't have to go draw it on Shabbos. So seemingly, it should be mutter. Case number two is also because you're mosif water. You also have to draw water for that. To switch the water, case number three is also because you have to switch the whole water. You have a lot of water, so you get a bigger tier. Caution cake. But our case, seemingly, is mutter. And in fact, this case is paskined in the Ramah, in Shin Amid above, and the Prima Gadin on that Ramah says the Svara of Rashi, because the whole Isurim of the Mishnah are all centering around tircha. And in our case, there is no tircha. So, there are more paskins that is mutter.
So, we're talking about tircha, we're talking about zaria.
So far, we're talking about tircha.
Just tircha, which is just about drabonim?
Drabonim, right.
This is only drabonim.
You're not to get water to make yourself a cup of tea.
Huh?
You're not to get water to make yourself a drink.
Ah, we're going to address that soon. We're going to address that, Bezer Hashem. We could put that on the side, we will address that.
Should be first. Second to share.
We just put on the table Shitas Rashi, the opinion of Rashi. I would like to move. There's another opinion in the Mishnah. That is Rabbeinu Chananel, Those who have the photostats, it's underlined, the points that I want to highlight right now. The Rabbeinu Hananel, in two places, brings down a completely different svara explanation to the Mishnah. In case number one, which is mutter even on Shabbos, to what? To return the water to where it existed. The Rashash says, the Rabbeinu Hananel says, that we're not goyzer because of hashkas zeroyim. We're not goyzer that it looks like you're watering plants. The second time he talks about it is the din number two, which is usur, to add water on Shabbos. He explains, because we're gazrinin, because of hashkas zeroyim. It looks like you're watering plants on Shabbos. And so that's his explanation. Now, if you take his model, his explanation to the Mishnah, this is just a sidetrack for the get to the background a little bit. To water plants on Shabbos is for sure an Isser D'Oraisa. If you go out to your garden and pour water on your plants and have them grow, you're over an Isser D'Oraisa. Now, we're not talking about that. We're talking about plants which are uprooted from the ground already. It's a lulav. So there's no Isser D'Oraisa in our case. But it might, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, look like you're watering plants if you put something into water the first time on Shabbos. So he says, din number one does not look like you're watering plants. There's no gezera because it started in water already on Shabbos. But din number two and three, which you're adding, bringing new water into the picture, that the lulav didn't find itself until now, that is in the gezera. It looks like you're being mashke, you're irrigating, you're watering plants on Shabbos. Now, if you take this far, of the Rabbeinu Hananel, our case number four, which had a cup of water, but the lulav was never in these waters, and you're presenting it the first time on Shabbos, it should come out that it's usur. So it comes out, in the simple understanding, it comes out this din number four is going to be a machlekes between Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi. That's the simple understanding. Now, from here on in, things get a little bit more not so simple. Why? Because on this din, as I mentioned before, din number four, the Ramah says that in Shin Lamed Vav, Mutter Lahamid, Anfe Ilanois, B'mayim B'Shabbos. Mutter Lahamid. Now, Lahamid means to stand up. It's not the language of the Mishnah of to be Moisif. It's not the Lashon of the Mishnah to be Machzir. He says it's Mutter to be Lahamid. And it's Mashmah's case number four. For the first time, it's Mutter, it's not even to be Lahachzir. You don't even have to be Machzir. He says Lahamid. It sounds like the first time a lulav into waters on Shabbos. Now, I already mentioned that the Prima Gunnan says the rationale for this being mutter is Pusek Shitas Rashi. However, the difficulty is that the Mishnah Brura on this halacha, he brings down practically Divrei Rashi word for word. And he says at the end of this, the Mishnah Brura, Lechein, according to this Divrei Rashi, we have to understand the Ramah when he says Lahami, that means Lahachzir. The Mishnah Brura makes the Ramah Lav Dafka. And it's a Pella. We just said Rashi is in harmony. He goes perfectly with the simple understanding of the Ramah, that it's mutter for the first time because there's no tircha. Says the Mishnah Brura, he brings down the Rashi, those that have their papers concealed inside. He brings down the words of Rashi. He doesn't say it's Rashi, but it's the words of Rashi, word for word. And he says, Lechem, we have to understand the Ramah, which matters Lahami. Lahami is not Lahami. Lahami means Lahaksir. That's what we found in din number one. And we're going to put this on the table. What is the pshat in the Mishnah Brura? He goes on to say there are yesh makinim, and that is a prima godin. There's yesh makinim, and that is a prima godin. We mentioned before that the prima godin says, like Rashi, it's mutter. And then he goes on in the Shar Tzion to say that in Shas Etchak, if you're in Bidi Evid, you can rely on these yesh makinim. But the Mishnah Brura does not want to matter this case number four. And in his explanation, the same thing on the Rashi, it should come out that it's mutter. I want to continue.
Because of the chashash of Nira Gemashke,
right?
Why should there be a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Oh, that is also a beautiful question. Can I put that aside? Because it's not part of the Iker thing, but I will address it better from my lifetime. So that's a question that bothered me also very much. I didn't say anyone asked it, but I do have a pshat. So, that question number one on the table is, the Ramah seems to pass in case number four is mutter. And it's according to Rashi. The Mishnah Brura brings down different Rashi, and he says according to that it's usur. And he wants to make the Ramah lav dafka. It's not mutter lahamid. He has only mutter lahachzir. Din number one. Din number four is usur. I want to move on now to the second place where this halacha finds itself in Hilchos Lulav. Now, in lulav it's Yom Tiv. In Yom Tiv, the number 2 and 3 is mutter. Meaning, to mosif water is mutter, plus on Shabbos. But on Yom Tiv it's mutter, the number 2. And number 3, to switch water, that's the only thing which is aser on Yom Tiv. Now, the Mishabrua over here are extremely difficult to understand, in my estimation. Why? In din number 2, which he says is mutter to add water to a lulav on Yom Tiv, he says, we're not gazrinin because of hashkas zroyin. Which sounds like the river Ben Ochanano, that the whole sugi is talking about watering plants. And in fact, the chart seal there brings the Rabbeinu Chananel as the rationale why it's mutter. Because on Yom Tiv they were not gozer. He just asked, what's the difference in Shabbos and Yom Tiv? Why is one mutter, one aser? We're going to leave that aside. But that is, anyway, the Mishnah already says this. But he says, we're not gozer on Yom Tiv because of Hashkas Zeroyim, watering plants. And the third din, which is yes, aser, even on Yom Tiv, which is the switch water, he says, he's terek l'tikunei mona. Which is what Rashi brought down. Rabbeinu Chananel hadn't mentioned anywhere tikunei mona, and Rashi anywhere didn't mention Hashkas Roim. Now, what I just want to highlight, there's two difficulties in my mind with these divrei Rashi, divrei Mishnah Berurah over here. Number one is that we found no shita which mixes the two svaras, and the Mishnah Berurah is mixing them. Who's he going like? And you can't say he's going like some other third shita, because he quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel as the rationale. So what's doing over here? That's the first way to phrase the question. The second question is that it's like almost like a stira. Because if you're learning a Mishnah, and you're saying case number one is not a problem of this, and number two, case number two is also not a problem of this. When you come to case number three, the obvious implication is that it does have a problem of this. Or else why do you say that the first two cases don't have the problem if nothing has the problem? The obvious implication is din number three is yes, a problem. Those other cases don't have. So why then does he switch to a new reason? For sure the Rabbeinu Chananel is going to learn that on Yom Tov the reason you can't switch water is because it looks like your mashke is roim. Yet the Mishnah Berurah brings down a different reason. And I didn't ask anyone to ask these questions on any of these Mishnah Berurahs. Right now we've leveled three questions on Divrei Mishnah Berurah, one in Shabbos and two in Hilchos Yom Tov. And this is the point that I started to say to you, that there's a certain art of learning up of Rashi, and you can see how it can have a nafka mina halach l'maisa. There's Rebbe Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, on this din, and he quotes, he brings down the pshat of the Prima Gaon in Rashi, that it says if it's called a tircho, case number four is mutter because there's no tircho. The water is pre-prepared. You're not tereach to draw water. It should be mutter. And he says that's not pshat in Rashi. Why? Because Rashi says, Shaharei mikan, why is case number one mutter? Because from here, they originated at the outset of Shabbos, but you cannot be a mosif water. And because you can't switch water because of tircho. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger that this svar of Rashi of Tircha is only to explain the Koshekain of case number 3. Koshekain case number 3 is Osir because it has a new problem over and above case number 2, which is also Osir, which is the Mosif water. What's the problem with Mosif water? His svar we don't have. We just say the problem with it is it didn't originate there at the outset of Shabbos. That's the Divrei Rashi. Because case number 1 is Mutter because that's where it originated. But you can't be Mosif water. He doesn't say why, but we just know it didn't originate in these waters because you added new water on Shabbos. But Kosha Kane says Rashi, the third case of the Mishnah, is also for a different reason. But really there's another underlying reason for case number 2. That's how Rabbi Kiva Eger learns Pshat in Rashi. Now, he doesn't explain himself what the reason, why is it also. He just says the problem with it is that it didn't originate there. So what's the problem with it didn't originate there on Shabbos? He doesn't explain. But that is the structure of the Mishnah. It has to originate there on Shabbos. If it doesn't, like for example, you're adding water, it's usur. Kosher came for a different reason. You can't switch the water because that's a tircha. But there's really an underlying reason. Now, with this understanding of Rashi, I believe this is how the Mishnah Berurah understood Rashi. He doesn't even quote Rabbi Kiva Eger anywhere. I believe he understood this is Poshup Shat in Rashi. He doesn't even have to explain himself. And if you go with this understanding of Rashi, we will understand and be able to answer all the questions that we ask on the Mishnah Berurah Be'ezras Hashem. Question number one was, in Hilchos Shabbos, he brings down Divrei Rash, and he says, and therefore, you cannot understand the Ramah that you can ma'amid, to stand up aloof for the first time in pre-existing water. No, you have to understand it means the Haxer. Why? This far is Pashit. Because it didn't find itself, the Lulav, in these waters that we just said. The underlying reason we don't have, it didn't originate in these waters, even though the cup is standing at your table, but still, the Lulav didn't originate. It's not like case number one, where you're just bringing it back. And until you have that, it's mutter. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not mutter to do what seemingly, what we learned Rashi the first time, would have been mutter to do. Now, we still don't have a reason. Why is it usur? What's the problem with it not originating there? I believe the Mishnah Berurah learned that Rashi, in din number two, learned exactly like Rabbeinu Yochanan. It was a problem of Ashkaz Roy. Now, and which comes out, basically, there's almost no machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yochanan. Just happened to be Rashi's added an extra reason for case number three, that was for sure the usur because of a whole other problem. But case number two, which is just to add water, there's no machlokes, that's how the Mishnah Berurah learned, there's no machlokes in Rabbeinu Yochanan, and Rashi, they both agree to add water is already a problem. It looks like you're irrigating, watering plants on Shabbos. Now, if we take this and move this over to what Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Yom Tov, it's going to be beautiful. Because Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Tov is comparing and contrasting Yom Tov to Shabbos. In case number two, which is Mutter on Yom Tov, he says that we're not Goyzer on Yom Tov because of Hashkaz Royim implication on Shabbos, where it's Aser. It is a problem because Ashkaz Royim. Right in there lies what I'm trying to convey to you, that he learned that Rashi, in case number two, agrees to Rabbeinu Hanano. Right there where he says, by Yom Tov, number two is Mutter, and we're not Gozer because Ashkaz Royim, he means to say, it's not like Shabbos, where we are Gozer. And right there he's Megala to us, what was missing in Rashi and in Rabbi Kadigar, what is this underlying reason to add water, in case number two? It's Rabbeinu Hanano. And Yom Tov, they were not Gozer. But on Shabbos they were because of what? Hashkaz Roim. That's the basic problem of the mission, just like Rabbeinu Hanan. And in the Mishnah Berurah number case number three in Yom Tov, where you're not allowed to switch water, he says Yom Tov is like Shabbos. There is a problem like Rashi says, Koshekain, Tikkuni Mona. That Koshekain exists also by Yom Tov. And Be'etzim, everything is Miyushiv. Basically, the Mishnah Berurah is going in Shitas Rashi. He's going with the understanding of Rabbi Kadosh Eger in Rashi, that case number two is Rashi is also because of Hashkaz Roim. And everything falls into place. There's one of the two points I want to bring up, and that is that Rashi mentions, and this answers your question. So I was by somebody this week, and he asked me, what are you going to speak about? And I told him, I'd rather if you come, but if you insist, I'll tell you. So I told him this is what we just told you. He says, if Rashi is a problem of tircha, so if I had a head of lettuce that I wanted to freshen up, I didn't want to do boer, I wanted to put it into water to freshen it up, get the leaves a little bit more, whatever, healthy. According to Rashi, anytime you're putting something for the first time into water, a whole new water, it looks like it's a tircha. It's a tircha because in the days of Chazal, you had to draw water for that water. So why are you telling me that I can't put a head of lettuce which is completely clean? And I'm just trying to finish, I can't put it in water. I said, it's a good kasha. And later on, a couple of days ago, I saw Mamish, who's mechaving to another Mishnah Berurah. That's his din is a meforish din in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. It says it's mutter to immerse fruits in water. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's not comparable to our case. Exactly his kasha, Mishnah Berurah had the same kasha. It's not compared to our case. He says, why? Because the case of the vegetables putting in water is food which is already finished and fit for eat. It's not exactly clear, and I want to explain this in just one more second. I saw, we had English Svarim in the back here on the Lama Tes Molochis. He explained that the problem of Tircha of Rashi is a simple Tircha, exertion. And that'll be exerting on Shabbos. If you go with that model, there's no difference whether you have a lulav or you have fruits. To draw water is an exertion and it should be awesome. But Rashi doesn't say just it's a tircha. He says it's a tircha l'tikune imana. It's a combination of two things together. It's not a simple tircha din. It's a tircha l'tikune imana. If you draw water for the sake of a lulav, which you're trying to metakein, that combination is also on Shabbos. However, if you have food, which is already fit for eating, That's not considered being the Tikkuni Iman.
Of course, you want to freshen it up.
Huh? He wants to freshen it up.
It means you want to improve it.
Improving, you might have, but if it's already the emphasis of the Mishnah Berurah there is Roy Lachila. Something that's already Roy Lachila, and you're just trying to make it a little better, that's not in the category.
It's also Roy to Nanua.
Right, but, since,
also,
but if food is different. Food, just to make it a little better, put salt on your food, is a mashu. It's not something that's insignificant because it's food. I understand that is the combination of Rashi, and if you see in English Sfarim that Rashi is only saying it's an exertion topic, it's not solely an exertion topic. It's a combination of exertion to fix up a mana. If you don't have the fixing up mana, like you have a really edible head of lettuce, we do not have the problem that you're putting it into water the first time on Shabbos.
The lulav hadassah was also finished beforehand. They didn't need anything else.
No, the whole reason he's doing it, he wants to freshen them up, give them a little more lachos. They're not going to butter or anything like that, but they're going to give them more kishmak, a more strength to them.
To preserve them.
Just to preserve them, yeah, that's how I started.
Preserving or improving?
Even to preserve them, to make them, to improve them, not to bud, to improve them, to give them more for life, the more freshness. Freshness. Freshness, I think, is an accurate term. If I have a warmer minute, what was this? I just wanted to maybe to finish off. We highlighted here today a very powerful lesson how delicate a Rashi can be, and we came out that if you learn the Rashi like the Prima Gaon in a certain halacha is mutter. If you learn it like Rabbi Kiv Eger, and I think the Mishnah Berurah learned, it comes out the same halacha is usher. And we also highlighted the last words of Rashi, or the words of Rashi when he talks about exerting himself. You can't take them in a vacuum and says exertion is usher. Exerting to draw water is usher. Because he adds on two more words, the tikkuni mana. If you don't have the whole whole package, then you don't have this din. Brachah aslacha, Rishah, good question.